In this corner of the gallery is the collection of the Royal Microscopical Society. The society was formed in 1828, and it soon began to acquire microscopes for members to use in its premises in London. Of course, it was important for the society to have the best microscopes available, so new models were frequently acquired, and this was encouraged by the fact that the best London makers were producing the finest microscopes at this time, and they were often members of the society. As the microscopes accumulated in the society's rooms, unlike the Royal Astronomical Society's collection in another corner of this gallery, they were not loaned out to members, it would have become clear to the Royal Microscopical Society that they were amassing a collection that represented the progress of their discipline. Then an interesting thing happened. The microscopes in the island showcase and the showcase between the windows are all older than the society, and some go back to the early days of microscopy. They would have been of no real use to the leading microscopists of the 19th century, yet they were added to the society's collection. The society seemed to have taken opportunities to complete their collection with antiquarian models, to write the history of their discipline through a collection of instruments. In general, we can say that collections of instruments survive for very particular reasons, and we must be careful to remember this when visiting museums. Museums show you only what people have thought worth keeping, for very different reasons, and this is never the whole story.